Good day and welcome to the Dr. Naaman Show podcast. Today is Saturday, December 26, 2020. There have been multiple new locations and new areas of where the SARS-CoV-2 UK variant has been detected, such as in North America and multiple countries in Europe. For the very latest and details on this, we now go to Dr. Henry Naaman.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, the breaking news is there's finally a case, actually two cases, in North America. They're in Durham, Ontario, which is kind of suburban Toronto, just across the border from New York. And it's a couple that have no travel and no contact with high-risk individuals. And so obviously they have no idea how they were infected. And it's an indication that, you know, this virus has probably been in North America, probably not limited to Canada. And it kind of highlights the lack of screening throughout the Americas, because these are the first two cases in the Americas. And that's really about all that's available. The Ontario issued a press release, Durham issued a press release. There are a few media reports, but none really go beyond the press releases. The press releases don't go beyond but saying that a couple from Durham with no known travel history, exposure, or high-risk contacts. Both have been informed and are now in self-isolation as per health protocols. So that's really all we have right now. There may be more information coming, but it sounds like they're not very ill. And exactly why they were tested is still a bit unclear, but they're both positive. And, you know, the fact that they don't have contact with high risk and they haven't traveled suggests that the virus is widespread in Canada, which would suggest the virus is widespread in the United States, which is kind of what was expected. Most of the activity today has really been in Europe. There have been media reports citing four cases in Spain, a case in Sweden. There have been earlier reports of cases in Belgium and Iceland. And none of those have really produced sequences at GSAD. I've been using the sequences of GSAD to put on the map, and I limited to those that weren't in the UK because there's probably 4,000 in the UK. I'm not going to put all those on the map. UK is totally covered. And actually another, I think, 80 from South Africa were just released. I'm not doing South Africa because they've got, I don't know, something like 250 sequences that have been released. So South Africa is pretty well covered. And I pretty much limited to other countries. And the country that was of most active today actually was Italy. And although several of the new sequences came from individuals who had travel history, or in fact, some of them have been identified as they arrived from the UK, several were actually identified at the airports, or at least the samples were collected there. And the data on Italy suggests that there's probably community travel there. and there may be a fair amount of virus on the ground, and there's clearly a lot of virus that's arriving daily by air from the UK. And so if there's a lot arriving in Italy, there's probably a lot arriving in multiple countries, both in Europe and presumably the United States. The virus didn't just start coming over the last couple of days. It's been coming for probably the last couple of months. And therefore, all of these countries should be very well seeded, and it really is an issue with detecting them. And an example of that really is in Italy. Prior to today, there was one case in Italy. It was a 42-year-old female who was in Rome, and the initial reports had said that she had traveled to the UK. But subsequent reports indicated that she actually was a spy, and her significant other lived in the UK, and that he was positive from COVID, and then she was positive and sequenced and found to be the variant from the UK, and it was assumed that she had been infected by him because he had come from the UK and was positive for COVID. However, subsequent sequencing of his infection indicated he did not have the variant. So he was not the source of her infection. And it's a little unclear as to whether she had really gone to the UK or not. And some of the reports really made it sound like she hadn't gone to the UK, but that he had been infected, but her companion had gone to the UK and was positive for COVID. But it wasn't until recently that it was sequenced, and it was clear that she has the variant and he doesn't. So she may have been infected in Rome. Now, across the country, and Rome is on the western coast of Italy, on the eastern coast, there was another case. And that sequence was also deposited. And in that case, he has no idea how he was infected. And in fact, he thought he had a bad cold. And now he's been confirmed and the sequence has been made public. And he would be an example of community transmission, just as the couple in Toronto or in Ontario are. The community transmission is that they're positive. They have no idea how they were infected, and they had no known contact with high-risk individuals or been out of the country to be in contact with high-risk individuals who may have been to countries where there was the virus. And so when that positive showed up, I started looking to see what else was in Italy, and I came across quite a few, and as I was looking, more sequences were put on deposit. And the next set of sequences really came from the Naples airport. And at the Naples airport, there were six positives. And I looked and found multiple stories on them, and they had all come from London. And the sequences made it clear that they were all infected by the same person, or they infected each other, because they essentially had the same sequence. And the sequence was very easy to identify because it didn't have the deletion in the NSP6, which is usually in the UK variant. But there was another sequence from Singapore that actually had the same characteristics. It had all the 10 mutations in the spike as these six did, but it didn't have the three amino acid deletion and the NSP6. And moreover, the three amino acids that are usually deleted but were there, two of them had mutations. And these six had the same two mutations. And so the Singapore case had been the UK, and I don't know, maybe the London. So it was clear because it's so rare that Singapore is actually the only other case out of the UK. And like I said, it's like 4,000 sequences out of the UK that are the variant. And none of them had the presence of the two missing amino acids, which had actually both been mutated. And there was a third one that was present and that wasn't. But of the three that are normally deleted, all three were there, and one didn't have a mutation, but the other two each had their own unique mutation, which was in all six of these. And these six also were similar in age. Most of them were in their 20s, and the ones that were in their 30s were in their early 30s. And the details beyond that isn't well known, but that was an example. Well, they were all collected on the same day. They were all collected on the 21st. So these are examples of very recent collections that they sequenced. And then there was a description online from the government, the local government in the Naples area. And they said that they were starting a screening, and they were going to be sequencing 1,000 positives from the Naples area who had come from the UK, and they were basically swabbing every passenger that was arriving. So those that arrive from the UK get swabbed and get tested, and if they're positive, they get sequenced, or at least 1,000 of them do. And so that's their effort to go ahead and find cases that are arriving. And then right after those six appeared, two more appeared, and they were from the same area. They were done by a different lab, and they were the more common sequence. They did have the deletion in NSP6, and they really didn't look any different than the vast majority of the variants, and they had the 10 mutations in the spike protein. So they were separate, and actually they were collected a day earlier. They were collected on the 20th, I guess it was. Yeah, they were both collected on the 20th. They were also young. One was 26, the other was 27. They were females, and there wasn't a whole lot of detail on them in the media or on the characterization sheet other than age and gender. And then another sequence from Italy showed up, and that sequence was really on the other side of the country, and that one was curious because had a very large deletion in the NSP6. It had the normal three amino acids that were deleted, but then it had 14 amino acids to lead it a little bit downstream from that. And that was very unusual. And I thought, well, the GSAT is set up so you can easily do searches now. So I just took one of the amino acids that was deleted and searched to see if there were other sequences with the same deletion. And there were only two in the database. One was the early sequence from China. And the other sequence was done by the same lab that had identified this recent sequence. And it had the same deletions. It had the same 14 amino acids deleted plus the three amino acids that are normally deleted. So it really had 17 amino acids deleted out of this one protein. And they were exactly the same 17 amino acids deleted in the variant. But this one wasn't a variant. It was the Italian strain. It had one change, you know, 614, but it didn't have all the other changes. And it was actually collected in March. So you had one collection in March and one collection in December. And in the NSP16 they had the identical amino acids missing. And that indicated that was kind of a parent of this new virus. So this new variant was a recombinant, and it had picked up the NSP6 gene from a local virus. And that would be strong evidence that virus didn't come from the UK, because there's no UK sequences that match, but it in fact did come from Italy, and it was local. And that sequence data would support more local transmission. And they didn't really talk a lot about the case, the patient, but the sequence spoke volumes, and it said that this is a local variant. And then there was another sequence from Italy that was also from Rome. This is a 31-year-old, and whether that person's related to the spy or not isn't clear. But it was in the same area, and it was like a few days later. And so that kind of rounded out. There were 11 new sequences from Italy today that were released. And like I say, prior to today, there was only one. And I started doing some searches for Italian articles that were written in Italian to see if they were talking about new variants. And they definitely were. And they cited several different regions in northern Italy that no sequences had been deposited yet. They actually had a couple that were close to this one that had the big deletion in the NSP16. And there were two in that area, but they were done by a different lab. And those sequences were supposed to be submitted, but they haven't come out yet. So those should come out pretty quickly. And then there were more on the East Coast. And so if you took all the ones that were in the media reports, and some of these looked to be somewhat official, where they were, you know, given the tallies and they were saying how many cases and how many deaths in various provinces, and then they said, and then there were these variants that were identified, and they went into a lot of detail. So, you know, I was somewhat leery of the press media stories, because some were calling variants that really weren't variants. I mean, they were talking about a variant in Nigeria, and they were talking about a variant in Malaysia, and in both of those cases, it was just the Italian strain plus one change in the spiking that happened to match the variant. But, you know, instead of having 10 changes, they only had one additional change. They had the one for Italian strain. So they really had two out of the eight. And it was the same thing with the one in Malaysia that was really a match of the South African strain variant. But again, they just had one change in addition to the 614. So, I mean, they didn't have any of the receptor binding. So, but these that came out of Italy, they were very specific about having multiple changes in the spike gene and having deletions and the UK, and they were quoting the sequencing labs and giving descriptions. So it's very, very likely that these UK variants were the same ones that are at TSAD, and sequences will probably go in there fairly quickly. But one of the take-home stories is that if there were this many cases that were flying in and being identified shortly after they started to look, that they've been flying in all along, whether they're looking or not. And so if they're getting multiple cases over a very short period, like a few days, and they're getting 10, 20 cases, well, that means if they looked 3 days ago, they would have got 10, 20 cases then also, but they didn't look, so they didn't get any. And so the virus has been flying in for some time to Italy, and there's little reason to think that if it's flying into Italy, it's not flying into a lot of different countries, because the UK has had this variant for a couple of months now. The virus is there before it's tested for. So before the test result, there's still the virus transmitting. And before the sequencing, there's still the virus transmitting. It's only recently that the sequencing has gotten to be pretty close to the collection date. And like I say, the ones from Naples, they were collected on the 21st, and then the other lab collected them on the 20th, and the one with the big deletion was collected on the 19th, and the one in Rome was collected on the 21st. So these turnarounds are very quickly. I mean, it's only 5 days since the sample was collected, and it's already public and available. And so the sequencing is picked up in some of these countries. The U.S. is starting to boost the sequencing, but they did some sequencing in New York, and they had like 200 samples, but most of those were collected in November. And the large number of sequences of mid-December or late December is what these were. You know, I have not appeared yet. And so the U.S. hasn't found the variants because they haven't looked at the right samples. And or if they have, they haven't deposited them yet. And But in view of the Canada results, that they've got a couple, so they got two positives, and they don't know how they got infected. And they haven't been traveling, then that's an indication the virus has been in Ontario for a while. And there's a lot more positives if they bump up their screening. And I'm sure the virus is here. There's no reason to be on planes with travelers and going to these various countries. I mean, most of the countries reporting positives are reporting cases that had flown in from England, and those cases are all over the place. I mean, those cases are in Australia, or Singapore, they're in Hong Kong, they're in Japan, they're in Israel. They're in multiple countries in Europe, including Italy, and therefore they're in the United States. And the U.S. really just has to up its game on the sequencing front, because, you know, just because they're positive on a PCR doesn't mean they're a variant. It probably means it isn't a variant, because it isn't that most of the cases are variants yet. But there could be pockets where most of the cases are. And there was some talk in some of the media reports that some of these areas in Italy, they thought that they've had a high level of activity, particularly in northern Italy again. And if you recall, that's where the activity was, where the Italian strain came from. It was from northern Italy, and people were going to soccer games or to ski resorts and in February, and they were coming back to lots of countries, including the U.S., in New York, and they weren't being tested, and they were only testing cases that were coming from China. And so if you were coming from Italy, it was, well, that's not who we're looking for, you know, don't worry about it. And that's kind of where the outbreak in New York came from, that spread to the whole Northeast and New Jersey and Eastern Pennsylvania, and showed up in other cities like New Orleans and Detroit and Chicago, and then even further on the East Coast up to Boston. But in any event, there could be a rerun that essentially, instead of being the Italian strain with one change in the spike gene, now there's the Italian strain with 10 changes in the spike gene, in a few deletions in this NSB6 gene and stop codon, and the NS18, and then the NS18 is the same one that was in the SARS outbreak at 29 nucleotide deletion. So a stop codon early on, as well as the deletion, that the frame shift would both pretty well destroy that protein. And that protein, I think, is detected by interferon, so it's kind of a target there, and they get rid of that. The immune response doesn't respond as well to this virus. So in any event, it's clear that this variant is widespread. How wide it is would be determined when there's some more robust sequencing of recent isolates. And when that happens, there'll be a much better idea how widespread it is. And I think countries like Italy is going to find that, like Canada, there's community spread, and there may be a reasonable amount, because if the virus did really come from the UK to Italy, then it's been doing that for a while. And this one sequence suggests that it might have arisen in Italy. So I don't know if the UK got infected by Italy instead of Italy infected by the UK. So we'll see how that sorts out. But in either event, the virus is around, and it's going to continue to expand. And both Pfizer and Moderna are saying they're going to be testing their vaccine against the variant to see how well it does. And most of the scientists that are saying it's not a problem are more clinicians that kind of hear about sequences but don't really read them, and they're still using this argument. Well, it's only got one change. It's like they don't realize there's 10 changes. And they also don't realize that if you have a deletion in the primary sequence, that it's going to affect the shape of the tertiary sequence. And if you affect the shape of the tertiary sequence, you can knock out a lot of antibodies simultaneously, because most of the antibodies don't recognize a linear sequence. They recognize a few residues here and a few residues there that are all kind of in the same spatial orientation that gets the binding site of the antibody. And if the shape is shifted so that those contact points aren't in the same position, then the antibody doesn't fit as well, if at all. And the affinity is decreased if it's still, is measurable. So my prediction will be that the vaccine will not work as well against this variant as it does against the wild type, or even the Italian strain with the one change in it and no deletion, instead of 10 changes, including 3 deleted amino acids. And so we'll see, but there's going to be a lot of activity. These new variants are going to be, the sequences are going to be pouring into GSAD, and the sequencing level is going to go up significantly in countries like the U.S. The two states that are probably talking about doing the most is California and New York. And the New York is probably a good bet, considering its proximity to Ontario, Canada. And it probably is as much related to that as it is to how many flights they get from the UK and how many they've got in the last 2 months. And my guess is they've gotten more over the holidays and as a result, more virus has got in. I mean, it's not that hard, even if people are tested. Some of the cases in Japan had been tested at the airport when they arrived, and they tested negative, and then when they developed symptoms, they self-reported and were tested and found to be positive. But not everybody's going to self-report. Not everybody's going to really answer the phone when they ask, do follow-ups, and some will slip through the cracks without any doubt. Some have already slipped through the cracks without any doubt. And the virus is widespread. Exactly how widespread remains to be seen. But I think Italy's a good example. I think it's going to be very widespread, and that virus is going to be all over the country. But just flying into airports all over the country today, it was flying into airports all over the country several weeks ago, and there wasn't as high a level of awareness of how serious bringing a virus in would be, since the virus is all over the place, and how much cooperation people got, I don't know, but I'm sure the virus flew in from wherever, whether it was really England or the UK, I should say, or whether it was Italy. I don't know. I'm a little suspicious about this one that's got this NSB6 sequence that was in Italy in March, and now it's there in December, but it's got a spike protein instead of having one change, has now got 10 changes, but the NSB16 is the same as it was back in March. It's got this big 14 amino acid deletion in it. So that's where we stand right now. That's the update. It's in North America. I'm sure it's in the United States, and I would suspect that before the end of the year, there'd be a reasonable chance that there would be tangible evidence that the virus is in the United States, and there'll probably be tangible evidence that it's spread in Canada, and there'll be a lot more that evidence in January. So that's it for tonight, but it's a significant update, and it's the types of additional pieces of information that will keep on coming in the near term.
Thank you for that information. That's it for this edition. Tune in next time. We'll probably do an update tomorrow, and as we try to do these daily if we can, and I'm sure the situation will continue to get worse. Thanks for listening.